Ready, Click, Play, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm your other host, or hostess, if you're old-fashioned, I guess. I'm Kelly.
How's it going, Kelly?
It's fine. How's it going with you?
I'm doing fantastic. We haven't talked in a while. We haven't talked video games in a while.
I know.
We've talked a lot of other stuff, but we haven't talked the stuff that we actually love.
Which is very sad. And what's even worse is we haven't been playing any together.
No, we have not. But we're about to rectify that. I finally got in my mixer, my actual microphone that goes with a mixer, an XLR microphone, apparently.
Fancy I don't know, stuff. But it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good if I can only get it to work with the mixer. It sounds great when I use it with the USB portion of the microphone. When I use it with the mixer, shit goes downhill fast and it sucks. But if you're an expert on audio and how to get mixers to work with your computer and Skype and all that fancy stuff, feel
please
free to
contact
let us know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. Please, 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 for the love of God, let us know. Because we are...
We've been working on this for months.
Yeah, we are technologically not inclined.
No, I mean, I do know how to take my mic out of mute.
There you go.
And that's about it.
That's about all we know. So before we get into talking about games, just because we haven't talked in a while, and I just wanted to tell you, I just got out of Southpaw.
Yeah.
And good God.
Good.
Jake Gyllenhaal is one sexy beast.
He's just the man has grown, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a grown-ass man.
He's definitely a grown-ass man. If you look up on Urban Dictionary, grown-ass man, it's a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal from Southpaw.
Yeah.
Man, it was incredible. I have such a man crush on Jake Gyllenhaal. But I guess if you're gonna pick your man crushes, I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a good one to have.
Well, I don't want to make any Brokeback Mountain
references
jokes. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that out. So, but yes, I would say for a man crush, he'd be great.
He'd be great. I mean, hey, Brokeback Mountain. Maybe he's a little bit more than a man crush every once in a while. So, I can't believe that movie's 10 years old.
It's not either. It's older than that, isn't it?
No.
You sure?
It's just 10 years. But I mean, 10 years is, that's a long time. You know, somebody listening to this on the internet's maybe 10 years old.
Oh.
And they were like born in 2005.
Well, ignore our Brokeback Mountain reference, please.
No, no. Don't ignore it. Go watch the movie and learn something.
Not at 10.
Okay. Yeah, at 10. I mean, come on. Who cares? You're going to learn these things one year.
Spoken like a man without a child.
You're going to learn these things one time or another, you know. Might as well get educated now.
No. Oh, God. I hope no mom is listening to this. I just want to say, keep your innocence as long as possible. Just play video games. I mean, it's bad enough. You get enough of it in video games. You don't need to see Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal doing the wild thing.
Go at it on a campsite or in a campsite, in a tent. Man, that was some sweet man loving for sure.
Yeah, I'm starting to question you a lot. I'm really questioning you.
Hey, just because you can have a man / bro crush on
a dude,
and it's okay.
It's true.
And you may even look at him, like as far as like his body, and you're like, damn, I wish I had that body. It's all right. We got to have inspiration, people.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's
so many people want to bullshit. We're going to talk about it in this podcast episode about the bullshit. Yeah, of people's perceptions of bodies and just
we sure are.
Yeah, just all that nonsensical stuff that I don't know these people put out there in the world, and I'm just like, God,
just
I mean,
so it's overwhelmingly stupid. I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, let's get right into it. Enough of Jake Gyllenhaal and my crushes.
No, there's never enough Jake and Gyllenhaal. So just
no,
FYI,
that's very true.
But
that's very true. it's awkward for me to say that compared to you.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're awkward. That ship has sailed.
That's very true.
So let's,
let's get into the game. So maybe it's a little bit less awkward, but I doubt it.
Probably. I'm sure there's something that you will find that you can say, because I never say anything awkward.
No, not at all. Never. never an awkward word is uttered from your mouth. But let's get into it. What have you been playing lately, and what have I been playing lately? That's how we typically start off the show, besides with Jake Gyllenhaal's sexiness. So have you been playing anything fun lately?
Yeah, you know, I've been playing that, and I can't remember the name of it. I just know it's Shogun.
Skulls of the Shogun.
Yes. Oh my God, that is a very addictive, fun game. And the thing about it is, you know, I mean, you can get wrapped up in a game, and hours will pass, obviously. But this,
look it up right now.
I'm
looking it up as we speak for the people that. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll get the video of it. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher on Film Dispenser, not so much. But I don't know anything about this game. Let's see. Let's pick a good one. We got Skulls of the Shogun on Steam. Actually, I just want a trailer of it. So
yeah,
it's something I've never played.
It's and God, I can't think of the word right now. It's strategy. It's a strategy game, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, you've got your warriors and.
We got a sweet ad going on right now, so I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah, well, I can't, you know, who can hear it? and you have to, you just have to make moves that are going to be, I've never played one of these kind of games before. I've never played a strategy game. I mean, most of the games I play are just, they either shoot each other.
You play strategy games, I mean, in the sense of Uncharted, that's somewhat of a strategy game for... You've got to solve puzzles. That's a strategy. Okay,
that's
starting
true.
Right now. This is from Haunted Temple Studios. And I know this game's been around for a while, but I know it was free last month, right?
Right, and that's why I've been playing it, because I just recently downloaded it.
I like this sweet art style of...
It's just fun. It's a fun...
Oh, he got stabbed.
There's a lot of stabbing.
Hmm. It looks interesting. I wish I would have picked it up. I didn't pick it up when it was free on the PS
Are you
Plus.
Kidding me?
I thought you did. I always pick up free games, like no matter what. I haven't picked up Master of the Styx yet or whatever.
I haven't played it. I did download it.
Yeah, I need to download that one because, man, that game's expensive. It's like $30 or something, regular price, but it's free right now on PS Plus.
Get the free.
I know.
So, yeah, that game is a lot of fun. I'm trying to think.
It's kind of like a little bit of a role-playing type game. Like you have... Like as far as you attack, then they attack.
Right.
Oh, okay. I don't play a lot of role playing games, but this one looks interesting. Too bad I didn't get it when it was.
It is so much fun. It really is.
You love it. You're playing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll have to check it out. I like build an army of the undead.
Yes.
So you get your little dead Shogun warrior people, and you go out and attack other people. Who are you trying to kill in this game? Do you know? Is a story at all?
Yeah, there's a story, and I'm not exactly sure. Oh, there's the general that you have.
Yeah.
There's someone
bureaucracy.
On, I guess, is imitating him.
Yeah.
And that's dead or something. I don't know. I just know you're supposed to kill him. So I just, when it says kill, you know, it says fight, I fight.
You fight everybody. So, you just
there's, you know, a girl involved and, you know, you're fighting over the same girl, of course. So it's just, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's just some really witty banter that happens in it. And it's just fun.
I like, this was a nice review for it. Let me go back to it. Where was it at? There it is. Oh, I missed. Dang, this is like the quickest review ever. Skulls of the Shogun is really damned good. From Jim Rosengoodnall.
Well, and you know what? Jim Rosengoodnall, I'm with you.
You're with them?
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. It's
cool.
A lot of fun. Nice. And of course, I'm still super addicted to Fallout Shelter.
Yeah, you do love the crap out of Fallout Shelter.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're going to talk more about that later.
Well, we can talk about it right now. It's actually coming out on Android, which is pretty nice. You know, all the iPhone people, we've had this game on your iPhone, iPad, whatever else you have.
Right. I have it on my iPhone, and it's early in the day. I'm at 52% power on my phone because the first thing I did when I got up this morning, I didn't turn on the TV. I didn't go make coffee. I barely let the dogs out, but I went to check out my people that I had sent out into the wasteland to make sure that they were all right.
I almost did a terrible joke of the dogs out. I can't even believe I was going to go there with the who let the dogs out. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
It was me. Just FYI.
It was me.
Who? Me.
Yes. So I got wrapped up in that same thing. For probably two straight weeks of where, you know, you get up and typically, especially all of us people these days. We get up, we check our phones, we check our Facebook, we check our Twitter, we check our text messages, we check our email. First thing that we get up, we don't like say, hello, honey, how are you doing?
Oh, God,
no. We roll over and we say, hello, phone, I love you. And
Well, you can tweet your honey that's
true.
On the other side of the bed.
Exactly. I mean, it's funny because I went over to a friend's house last night and we were having a little cookout and we were talking about how people do their man crush Mondays and women crush Wednesdays of their own like significant other.
Yeah.
And it's okay once or twice, right?
Kiss ass.
You'll give somebody a little bit of leeway if they're like one random Monday, they're like, oh my God, my man is so sexy, MCM, or I guess hashtag MCM.
Right.
But when you do it every Monday and every Wednesday, you're really annoying. You're not even really, you're fucking annoying.
Well, what annoys me is the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And they're Facebooking each other. You know, they're in the same stinking room.
I'm guilty of that sometimes.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm watching sometimes a TV show with my girlfriend. I'll be like, you know, we've been watching Rectify lately. And I'm like, I'll say Rectify with @PurpleTour.
Okay,
smiley
that's fine.
Face, winky face.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's the whole holding a conversation back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook. Yes, because they're sitting right there. Oh, my God, baby, you're so great. Dinner was so awesome. Oh, honey, I know. Your hair looks so fine. Ooh, just the way you just moved your leg. You know, like bullshit.
Yeah.
Speak to each other. So, anyway. And there's some other games I've been playing, but, you know, I don't remember what they are.
Well, Fallout Shelter is pretty important for you. Pretty important for my girlfriend. You guys both love the game. I think you're both pretty even right now in the number of people you have. I think the last time I checked with her, she had maybe 115-ish, maybe more.
Yeah, I'm right at 116.
Nice.
And you know, I got babies being born all the time, and
she hates the babies being born.
But see, sometimes they make those as a challenge. To get a lunchbox, and the lunchbox is the most important thing. So if they tell me that I'm going to have to get 9 women pregnant to get a lunchbox, those women are getting knocked up.
You're getting those damn lunchboxes, those trading cards that are in those lunchboxes.
It's really, it's annoying as the game goes along. You'd think that, you know, the more you play, the better the lunchbox. It's the crappier the lunchbox.
Well, it's because you get so good because you send your guys out or your gals out to go scavenge the wasteland.
Yeah.
And they get the best stuff. I mean, you send them out there for days and they come back with guns and any kind of, I guess, armor technically.
Yeah, they get the great armor. I still haven't had them come back with something that's just super amazing that I feel like that they've, you know, gone out to the wasteland and just, you know, found whatever that, you know, oh my God, my guy did it.
Yeah.
I did have some glitches in the game earlier today that I took some pictures of that I'm going to post later.
What were they glitches of?
Oh, it was just, I've got this really awesome gun that, you know, shoots, it's a flamethrower.
Yeah.
And I use it all the time whenever I am invaded, you know, the raiders come. I give it to my guy at the gate, and he, you know, shoots him with a flamethrower. Well, then he was done, and I switched out and gave him the regular gun.
Yeah.
Well, flames came out of that one.
Oh.
And so
Did you get a video of that? That would have been awesome.
I didn't get video. I just got lots of pictures of it. He walks away, and he's turned the other way, and the flames are coming out of his ass.
Yes. That was going to be my next question. Yeah. I was like, where are the flames coming out?
I'm sitting there. I'm taking pictures of it. It was funny because he, for the longest time, and if I gave the gun to somebody else, they could use it, but the flames weren't there.
Man, I wish you would have sent this picture to me prior to us doing this podcast so people could see this live as we're talking about it. Okay, send them to me now.
Okay.
And by maybe, you know, that'll be our ender is flames coming out of the guy's ass. So
it was pretty great. Yeah. You know, it's hard to tell that that I switched the guns. If you really play the game, you'll notice that he's got a rifle in his hand and not the flamethrower.
Well, I played the game a lot, and I think actually all of America is playing the game a lot. I'm pretty sure because I got a new I got a new job, and I had to go take a drug test, and it may have been something else, but I'm 99.9% certain it was that damn Fallout Shelter music on this other person's phone while I was in there.
Oh, wow.
Because it sticks in your head. Not necessarily the music, but the noises. Like, you know, when you get the coins and you get everything.
Right, right.
That's what it sounded like. And I wanted to go like, how many people you got in there, man? How many, you know, what you got going on with your shelter?
Wasn't he in a different stall?
No. This wasn't the bathroom. It was in the waiting room. I was in the waiting room for like 2.5 hours. So, yeah, I should have been playing Fallout Shelter, but I don't play it on my phone that much. God only knows, August 13th, when it comes to the Android, I will probably never speak to my girlfriend again because she has a Samsung. She won't need me anymore. She'll have Fallout Shelter on her phone because, now, you know, we share the iPad.
So she's not playing on, she hadn't been playing on her phone.
No, she's got an Android phone. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's finally coming to Android next month. And
oh, my God. There's one picture here that I'm sending you that I'm peeing my pants just laughing about it. I'm just dying.
Well, send it to our Walking Naked account Gmail. And I'm going to pull this up live. I may edit the part out where I have it in the video. So that way people won't be like reading all my emails and whatnot. But, you know, there's nothing concerned about. So
I will send it to the...
send it to the walkingnaked@gmail.com and we'll put that up at the very end. While we're talking about Fallout Shelter, let's just get the other story out the way that's all about Fallout. And I believe it's, yes, QuakeCon. So QuakeCon's going on right now.
It's
in Dallas, Texas. Yeah. I've been to QuakeCon. I'm killing it with these words today. QuakeCon. All right, so on Kotaku, we've got this, and everybody's getting stuff from QuakeCon. It's been all weekend. Of course, that's from id Software and Bethesda. They've collaborated. They're together now, and id Software's famous for doing Doom. That's their baby and whatnot. So there was a lot of Doom. There was a lot of Fallout 4. There was probably some Dishonored as well, but I didn't pay much attention to QuakeCon this weekend just because I'm like, I want all of these games. I don't need to know much more about them, but we did learn some things according to Kotaku, and we're going to share them with you really quickly. Just the most important ones, for sure. It says there will be about a dozen possible companions, including Dogmeat, Mr. Handy, Preston Garvey, and Piper, a newly revealed companion who can meet in Diamond City. And according to this, Mr. Handy can actually say your name, be it John or something more ridiculous like Mr. Fuckface.
Or Mr. QuakeCon.
Yes, Mr. QuakeCon, according to Kelly.
I think that's amazing that he's going to be able to. I mean, how thrilling. We're all going to be so excited once he says your name.
What are you going to name your guy? Do you have anything that you can think of?
No, well, I'm going to have to think about it. If I know that someone's going to say it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I've been obsessed lately with doing the emoticons for Goat Fart. So I think Mr. Goat Fart.
Mr. Goat Fart? Not Goat Fart?
Yeah,
that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
We've already gotten a look at Preston Garvey. He's going to be one of the possible one of the companions that you're going to meet. He was a character that was added earlier this year to Fallout Shelter. I don't think my girlfriend's got him. Have you gotten Preston Garvey yet in Fallout Shelter?
No. And I keep seeing people posting things, and I'm like, I know I have to buy, I'm going to have to buy a card, a lunchbox.
He was supposed to just show up.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's very hard to get him. I mean, he's, you know, as he's in Fallout 4, he's probably, you know, one of those lucrative people that come to your Fallout shelter. What do they call him in the game?
Specials.
Yeah, well, specials, but I thought everybody had like a name or something that they called the dwellers or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. But some other cool things. This was our favorite one. Dogmeat is based on a real dog who is named River. QuakeCon folks got to see footage of this dog, but we'll have to settle for a tweet. And this is really cute. I love the dog right here.
I do too. And of course, you know, I mean, because we've always had German Shepherds. And so we're like, I'm getting the game just for that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dog alone.
Yeah, that's your number one purchase for Fallout 4 is the dog.
Yeah.
But the dog's cool. So I like the dog. Was there anything else that you liked? Oh, this is the other one I like. You can romance your companions regardless of whether you play as a male or female. So we may have some Brokeback Mountain situations going on.
You know, it's only fair. Seriously, it's only fair.
It is. I no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, that happens in real life. So
it does. It happens a lot more now. Because people stupidly can, you know, get married. Why anybody would want to put that on their list of must-haves, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah, I've had this argument with
you are offending everybody today.
No, I'm not. I've had this argument with my lesbian friends. I'm like, why, you know? I just say I think everybody should be able to get married so that they can equally be able to get divorced.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. Why would you want to get married when you can be happy without
having to deal with the divorce? And you have the excuse of, oh, baby, I'd marry if I could.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just not legal. Otherwise, we'd do this.
That was a very good built-in excuse for a number of years, but now it's no longer there.
Sorry,
so,
y'all.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I don't know if there's anything else. The leveling system, we learned that it works differently now. Perks are tied to special stats and not levels. Having specific high special stats means having good related perks. And it sounds like factions can war with one another.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And, we neither of us have played any of the Fallout games other than, you know, our Fallout Shelter.
Exactly.
And I don't even know, you know, how much they actually are even remotely alike.
They look fairly similar from what I've seen of Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. New Vegas is the one I really want to play because according to, I can't remember who did, I think it was maybe GameSpot or IGN, they ranked their rankings of the top Fallout games from Fallout 1 and Fallout Shelter, and I think there was like maybe a spin-off game or two, and they had Fallout New Vegas as the best Fallout game of all time. Fallout 3 came in number 3. And
of all time, dang,
yes. It's been around for a while. Fallout 1 came out in the mid 90s, I think,
back in the olden days.
Yes, back in the olden days, which I mean PCs were as big as your rooms, right? That's how big they were then.
that big, exactly. So, you had to have a special room just for it. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, moving back to stuff that we've been playing lately.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing the crap out of Rocket League, and I wanted to share this video. Rocket League is so good. It's probably... I told one of my friends I compared it to NBA Jam. I think this game is every bit as good as NBA Jam was back in the day. Now, it is difficult. You've played it a little bit.
It is so hard. I mean, all I've done is crash. It's, you know, it's soccer on wheels, basically.
Yes, soccer with cars.
Right. But if I could even kick the ball, basically, I felt very accomplished. I mean, it was just, it's hard. It's really hard.
No,
and
it's not that
coordinated.
It's super difficult. The developer of this game, it was actually developed and published by Psyonix, which they did a car game, I guess it was in 2008, called Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars. Try to say that 10 times fast.
Well, but that's kind of what these feel like to me.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely...
They go super fast.
Yeah, this has got to... I mean, this is their spiritual successor to that game. Mm-hmm. It may not be a direct sequel, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, yeah, these are rocket-powered cars.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily battle. I mean, you can demolish each other's cars, which is so much fun when you're just like, you hit that speed burst at the right moment and you just plow through another car. I'm actually doing a new video series for our YouTube channel, which is Ready Click Play. You're watching it on Ready Click Play right now.
Right.
If you're listening,
It is Ready Click Play, all one word.
Yes, go search for it, all one word.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a new video series where I play video games before I eat breakfast in the morning. It's called Video Game Breakfast, and I've already started filming some, and I'm going to start posting them fairly soon. But in one of the series, I'm doing Rocket League, and I'm doing the season. And I started the season out not having... I played the beta briefly, like maybe one night I played it for a few games. I was like, this is fun. I'll check it out. But I was really into Destiny at the time. So I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to play two matches and I'm going to go back to Destiny. But anyways, I started my season and I'm recording it in the morning before I eat breakfast. And I got demolished the first two games of the season. Like, it was embarrassing. And, and this is all recorded, me just getting trounced. So I was like, okay, I think I need to play a little bit before maybe I film another one.
But to me, the fun thing about that is, I mean, it's real life.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
Because all the YouTube videos that you watch, most of the time, everyone is so damn good at everything.
Yes.
So, which, of course, I mean, that's why we're watching, because we, you know, we don't want
to. They're better than us.
Right. They're better. Otherwise, if I, you know, if I want to suck or watch somebody suck, I could go play by myself.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's fun for you, too, to see the progression that you have made in the game.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I film week three is what I'm going to be filming this next week. And I think in between those two matches I've played in the season, I'm fairly certain I've gone and back, and I think I've played like 75 matches since then.
Oh, my God.
But the game is so addicting. And I mean, it's still difficult, because if you're playing with your... if you're playing with yourself,
yes. If you're playing with yourself, which is always, I mean, it's always more difficult.
It's always a good time too.
Yeah, that's very true.
You're never going to be disappointed when you play with yourself.
You know what to expect.
Yes, very much so. But when you play with yourself in the game,
yes.
Shut it. You know, you've got two computer teammates, two uh-huh. AI computer teammates, and yeah. Typically I play the game on pro, which is not the lowest. It's like rookie. I think it goes from rookie to pro, and pro is like the second level up, and I've progressed to pro. Well, you know, I was dominating. I was like, oh man, I'm getting really good at this game and beating people or beating the computer,
right.
Like, you know, 5-0, 7-2, you know, every once in a while we'd have a close game and it'd be like 4-2 or something like that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to step it up to All-Star. Well, when you step it up to All-Star, your teammates are still like on maybe the rookie level still sometimes. Like they're still knocking balls and they're in our own goal constantly. Like that is because my teammates in my season are Tex and Hollywood. Those are my teammates. I drafted Tex and Hollywood. But you get random people every time you play with the computer. It could be like, I don't know, one of them's JM. I don't really get that. And I always want to call him Jim, but there's no I in the middle of it.
Hmm.
But the game, people... I'm telling you, if you have a PS4
whatever.
And you have PlayStation Plus.
And you don't mind sticking your hand through your screen because you're so pissed off because you can't control it, then fine, play the stupid game.
No, it's so good. Oh, my God. I'm in a league, too, and I finally got a team. I'm in the, if anybody listening watches the Kind of Funny Guys, it's like Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty and Tim Gettys and Nick Scarpino. They're from IGN.
In their league?
Yes, yeah, I'm in their league. There's a bunch of us. There's like 200 people in this Kind of Funny Rocket League. And I tried out for a team, you know. I was like, hey, I can play now. You know, I'm good. Let's do this, man. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried out for a team. We demolished these other people we played online. It was literally 8-0 one game. And the next game...
So did you get drafted?
I got picked.
Yeah.
I got picked for the team. Yeah, it was nice. I felt good. I'm not the best at Rocket League yet. I'm very competent. Like, I can help the team in a lot of ways. I'm not like when I play online, I'm not the number one goal scorer, but I like assisting people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like defense, and defense wins championships, right?
Everybody can't be the one that makes the goals.
There's no I in team.
There is not. Or in gym.
Yeah, or in gym, exactly. But yeah, I freaking love Rocket League. I can talk about Rocket League all the time, but just check out my videos. You know?
Okay.
Watch those videos whenever they come up. Go subscribe to Ready, Click, Play, all one word on YouTube. So, all right, so moving on from the Rocket Leagues, the next game, we haven't played it yet, but it just came out, and that's Game of Thrones Episode 5, A Nest of Vipers. And this is, of course, the Telltale Games series. That we played the first four chapters. I'm playing the video right now for everybody watching. There's no spoilers in this. I watched it myself and I was like, oh man, I don't want to be spoiled for anything.
Right.
But there's really no spoilers. You haven't played it at all yet, right?
Not a bit.
I have heard that you have to make one of the toughest choices ever in a Telltale games.
God, awesome.
Yeah. Somebody's dying, I think. And a lot of people have already died.
And, oh, wow.
I was like, did you go somewhere?
Yeah, no, I'm just watching and I have audio for it, so.
Oh, okay. I was like, where did you go? Yeah, that was a nice little pregnant pause, as Colin and Greg like to say on Kind of Funny. It looks
anytime
intense.
I see Tyrion, I'm, you know, I get excited.
No, I don't blame you at all. But it looks like the Foresters are going to be going through some major shit. And it looks like right there, that looks like the people beyond the wall at the very end of the trailer. And it's only going to be a 6-part, you know, we only got one more left. So,
well, see, and I wasn't sure if the fifth one was going to be the wrap up, because that's been the wrap up on a lot of them.
No, it's going to be 6. I'm just playing it again while we talk about it. But so overall for you, how has the Game of Thrones series been? A lot of people haven't really been that
into
it.
It's not been my favorite. Just hasn't.
Is it because of are they just too long for you? Or is it lack of action, too much exposition? What's going on?
Well, I think too much exposition would be a good way to... Mm-hmm. It just is... I don't know. Okay, I'm enjoying it. I won't say that. I'm enjoying it, but...
No, I mean, I think you can enjoy it, but not like it as much as... like, for The Walking Dead, for example.
Right.
So, I think a lot of people have... somebody online was telling us that they were like, we're playing it, but it's nowhere near as enjoyable for them as The Walking Dead Season 1. Which,
right.
That was a high point for Telltale. And I did recommend for them to check out... Borderlands, the one that you love.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of fun. Now, it though is one of those games that, and I think I put this on Twitter, you can eat a sandwich and play.
Yes,
because you don't have to make a lot of decisions. Every once in a while it'll come up that you need to make a decision, and sometimes you actually have to, you know, play the game and make them do something and add to the action. But there's a lot that you just sit and watch the story. So So it's a lot of fun. It's another one of those ones that it's so witty that it makes it a really fun game. I don't know. How do you feel about the Game of Thrones?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
But I also think it's because, and I'm not saying this that you don't like the show, but
this every time. I mean, I'm reading the very first book of Game of Thrones right now.
I think that you're going to get there, though, is what I'm saying. Like, I've read the first three books. I've watched the show.
I almost read the whole book.
Don't make me come through through this microphone and smite you down. No, I'm just saying, I think you're going to get there to where you're going to be like, this is just awesome because I'm getting more story in the Game of Thrones world. I love it. I will agree with pretty much everybody that it's a little bit, it's definitely got some bugs. This is the buggiest Telltale games I've ever played. Like, I mean, it's wonky. There's some, you can definitely see that this engine that they're using for these games is showing some age. It's time that they made an upgrade. No doubt about it.
What do you think? Where's the wonky parts for you? I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm literally like, you'll be going and then there's just a part where, I don't know, like your character like does some weird, like the animations are weird basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know a specific instance right now. It's just while I'm playing them, I see them. But yeah, like some of the character animations are wonky. They do weird things or, I don't know, just like the graphics to me don't look as great as they did for The Walking Dead. Borderlands looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think this graphics engine that they use, that you know that they utilize for all these Telltale games, fits a comic book style very well. The Wolf Among Us looked gorgeous.
Right.
Borderlands, gorgeous.
Right.
But now, it doesn't look as good.
When you're saying a more realistic.
Yeah, realistic. Yeah. It doesn't capture, you know, you visually as much as the other ones do. But for me, I still love it because it's Game of Thrones and I'm invested in this storyline with the Foresters and like what's going to play out for them. And the fact that, you know, this is another northern family that has basically just been shat upon the entire time.
In such a horrible way. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be anybody left at the end of it.
I don't know either, but I'm anxious to play it.
I think for me, probably what's part of my issue is, like with The Walking Dead, I didn't play it episode by episode for the first season. I mean, I got it all at one time. Mm-hmm. And I know my enjoyment is, you know, just off the hook so much better if I get to play it all at once. It's the waiting for the next episode to come out that I forget what I did. And if I'm playing it all together, I mean, obviously I would have already played this whole episode.
No, I agree. Yeah, if we were playing it all together, it would go much faster. I will say that they've been putting it out a lot quicker than Tales from the Borderlands. I'm playing the Tales from the Borderlands trailer right now just because I was like, it's like I want to see. I can't remember. Yeah, I mean, this graphic style is just so much better.
It's just fun. It's a fun game.
Okay, so it goes Borderlands the pre-sequel. I like the hearts that go on Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Okay, so Tales from the Borderlands is after Borderlands 2. So yeah, see, I don't know the timeline of everything going on with Borderlands and whatnot. I mm-hmm. didn't play it enough. I really want to, and they had it on sale on PlayStation for $30 last week, and I was really tempted. I think I texted you and I said, hey, let's pick up Borderlands because it's cheap and we can mm-hmm. play it together and everything. But you know, we've got Minecraft and a bunch of other games that we want to play together anyway right now. But yeah,
and actually, Borderlands, had we played Borderlands together, it would have probably been a lot more fun for me because I was playing by myself. And it, you know, that game progresses to a point where you can't play alone and survive.
It is difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I kept getting killed. And so I'm like, you know, I'm awesome, but I'm on for my PS3.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, you got it? You didn't tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it might be a game at some point that I'd like to play with you. I mean, they've got that new one from Gearbox that's coming out later, either this fall. I would assume it's going to get moved to 2016 because there's so many freaking games out. But it's their MMO style new game that they've got from Gearbox. I can't remember. I get confused if it's Battleborn that they have coming out or if it's a different title because there's like two games that look very similar that's mm-hmm. coming out with like the cartoon cel shaded style graphics. And I'm very intrigued by the one from Gearbox because Borderlands does play really well. It's a lot of fun to play, and it has some like RPG elements. But I think if they blew it out, kind of like for me, how Destiny is, Destiny's an introductory MMO type game. If you're not a big like MMO player on PC, those types of games have dominated PCs for years and years. For console players, it's relatively new because online play is still relatively new for console gaming as far as
right.
like big like grand scope online games. But I don't know, I just watched that Tales from the Borderlands and damn, it looks good. Like I need to pick it back up. I only played episode one. I need to play it again though because it looks fantastic. So
yeah, that's I've been disappointed in you, honestly. So I'm just saying
in your only son.
I know, my only son.
I'm like gaming prowess of playing Borderlands.
It's like, you know, crap, I can't move on to the next son because I didn't have one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so sorry. I will not fail you anymore.
Thank you.
I will play the Borderlands games.
I appreciate it.
So let's move on to what's out this week on PS4 really quickly. N++. I don't know anything about this game, so I had to look it up really quickly. I'm playing the trailer now, and this is not even a trailer. This is literally, I guess, one of the enemies in the games that you have to play. I don't know much about it, but so like I said, I looked it up. It says N++ is a fast-paced, action-packed puzzle platformer set in the distant future. You play as a ninja darting through obstacles, narrowly evading a slew of inadvertently homicidal enemy robots and collecting gold in a minimalist sci-fi world. You know, traditional ninja stuff.
Yeah.
It looks really cool, and I actually watched this studio is... where's the studio? I forgot who the studio was. I don't know. Whoever the studio... Oh, Metanet Software Incorporated. I watched... See, it's so quickly, yeah, and it automatically starts this PAX Prime tournament. That's what I watched. I watched mm-hmm. this PAX Prime tournament a little bit. It looks really fun. And
it does look like so much fun. And I got sucked into that whole thing because I just thought that's amazing. There's nothing to it visually that would make me want to watch, you know? I mean,
no,
it's just little stick figures, but the way they get blown up. And if we're talking about the same thing.
No, yeah, we are. We're definitely talking about the same thing. Yeah. And I mean, no, I'm totally with you. Like when you look at this game, it kind of, you know, it kind of reminds you of like games from the early days of PC
yes,
gaming.
Exactly.
And stuff that you were, you know, you got these games and You're like, yeah, whatever, they're okay.
Right. And then you watch for a little while and you realize how difficult it is.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. it does look extremely difficult. And I had a lot of fun watching them die over and over again because I'm like, yay. Like you said earlier, it's fun to watch people not do awesome at games.
Yes.
It was funny listening to the people that work for the studio because they put on this tournament and they were so, it was so
They were so awkward.
Yeah, they were so awkwardly honest about everything. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, this tournament didn't go all that hot, but, you know, it's a learning experience. And now we know going forward how we want to put these tournaments on. Because you got to think about it, too. Like, nobody had really played this game prior to this tournament. And, I mean, that just goes to show you that these people are actually really good at gaming. Because I would have probably never even beat the first level and just I'd be like, rage quit and threw my controller down. Like, but it looks really cool. And I hope it's out for PS Vita as well.
I don't know, but I think it'd be fun on Vita.
Yeah, this is the perfect Vita game. These are the games that I like to play. When I'm in the bathroom and I need a bog roll. If you're listening and you're in the UK, you'll get that reference.
Yeah.
So, another game that's out this week is Life is Strange. And I've got it up and I've got like just the Google search because I didn't know much about Life is Strange. I've just seen lots of people talking about it. There's lots of Let's Play videos about it. Mm-hmm. According to the game, it's a episodic interactive drama graphic adventure video game. Man, how many adjectives did they want to put in there for video
game? And really not say anything.
Yeah, exactly. And not say anything there. Let's go to the Wikipedia page. What does it say about it? It says the game plot focuses on Maxine Caulfield, a photography student who discovers that she has the ability to rewind time at any moment, leading her every choice to enact the butterfly effect.
And I have played this game. I'm just the first episode, and
you
I
have?
Think I, yeah, I thought I was telling you about it because it does every decision you make. It's not like with the other decision based games that we have that you make the decision and you just go on, and it does affect the rest of your gameplay. This they ask you every time you make a decision. This decision is going to affect the rest of your decisions in the rest of your gameplay. Would you like to rewind it? Well, every time they suggested that to me, I thought, oh, they're trying to tell me you really screwed up. You better rewind this and make the other decision. And then I finally realized, okay, they do that every time. I can't spend all my time sitting here going, oh my God, was that the right thing to do? Oh, I'm going to rewind it. You know, so I think it'll be fun. I haven't spent a whole lot of time with it, but
it looks like a lot of fun. The people that do the Let's Play videos on it, they seem like, I don't watch them all because I'm just like, I don't want to know because I just actually bought it this week. It was $20 to buy the 5 episodes. Episode 4 is the one that's coming out this week. Ooh, dollops of Twin Peaks and splashes of heavy rain. I'm sold. And plus the graphics look awesome. This is what they need to do with Telltale. Like, they need to get on an engine that looks like this. And because it kind of reminds me of that game that we're both really excited about, and that's Until Dawn. And Until Dawn, the graphics look great, and it's all about choices, and you can kill off Hayden Panettiere if you want to or whatever. And that just looks like fun to me. And last night I told somebody that at the little get together we had, and she looked strange at me. She's like,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm laughing.
Say that out loud, I guess, right?
Well, I'm laughing awkwardly about it.
Yeah, we're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
And I'm scared of you a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm excited to check out Life is Strange and get into it. It does look really cool, and I'm all about the little episodic things that we can make choices.
Yeah, me too.
What is going on here? Like freaking boat lighthouse falling on her. That looks insane. Oh, now it's Pootie Pie. I can time travel. Life is Strange episode 1 full gameplay. You can watch PewDiePie. And it's PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes. He does it. It's PewDiePie. My girlfriend hates when I do that. She literally wants to punch me in the face when I make the PewDiePie.
I understand completely.
Yeah. But you can just watch him and just like his facial expressions are ridiculous. But
I love him, and that's why he made $7.4 million last year.
Exactly, people. Mm-hmm. He's a personality. I saw so many people get pissed off about that. And
why would you get mad? Why would you not celebrate the fact that in and not in America, because he's not in America.
He's in America now. He lives in L.A.
Oh, yeah. Does he? Mm-hmm. Well, of course. I mean, he's got to go to Hollywood. You got to move there.
Exactly. And he's got like a, you know, really hot girlfriend that's...
Of course.
I don't know if she's American or not, though. Actually, she might be Swedish. I don't know.
Well, I just think it's just amazing that you can play video games and put up YouTube videos and make that kind of money. The world is awesome.
Yes.
So shut up, people.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You know, I'm jealous, too. There's no doubt about it that you're going to have a little feelings of jealousy. But
why?
You know, well, in the sense of, it's not jealousy like you want to take that away from him and he doesn't deserve it. It's jealousy of like, man, I wish I was doing that. But the thing is, you can do it. That's what's so cool about seeing, you know, him make so much money is like he just did it and has fun playing. And I mean,
it's
not
like when you see a surgeon and you wish you could be a surgeon. Yeah. There's no way you're going to be a surgeon.
Yeah, exactly.
But this you might be able to do.
Yeah. Can you play a game and scream at it?
Yeah.
In, you know, awkward manners.
Okay. And be slightly hot because he is slightly hot. I mean, he's very good looking.
You hear that, PewDiePie? You get my mom's seal of approval
exactly.
on your hotness level.
That's right. You are hot.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, let's get into the newsy stuff. I know we've gone pretty long on everything else, just chit-chatting, because it's been so long since we've talked about video games.
Right.
Let's start out with Pro Gaming League will drug test its player. This is a story coming from Kotaku, and this is crazy to me. It says, in the wake of public admissions that a whole bunch of pro Counter-Strike players have been taking the ADHD drug Adderall, the ESL, which is the Electronic Sports League, has announced plans to start drug testing their competitors.
Come on, people.
What
everybody
do you think
takes
about this?
Everybody takes Adderall.
God, sometimes I wish I did.
Oh, I know,
me too.
I don't either. This article kind of reminded me that I need to talk to my doctor and see, you know. But, you know, hey, I need to lose a couple pounds, which is a lie, but I want to stay thin, and I want to be able to game all night long. But I do, I think, oh, God, I'm not even sure what to think about this.
It's crazy to think. I mean, we've seen sports, you know, in the last, let's just probably say the last decade and a half have really came down hard on drug use with like performance enhancing drug use in sports, which that was kind of weird in itself whenever you started finding out that all these people were doing that. Because I mean, I remember growing up as a kid, like that's just something I didn't even think about. But I also, you know, I played sports in a pretty small town, and you know, whenever I moved to live in with you, it was a much bigger school that I went to, and I definitely noticed that it was a different mentality there.
Right.
You know, I know that there were people taking steroids while I was in high school.
That was the push to get in to get a good scholarship.
Yes.
To go to college, which is horrible.
Yes.
I think it's very dangerous when you start, like with, especially, you know, like with something like Adderall.
Which is, in effect, it's speed.
It is speed.
I mean, it's the clinical prescription of speed, which, you know, it's not a terrible, terrible drug, but it is a dangerous drug if you misuse it.
If it's overused, exactly.
If it's overused, and I mean, we see so many stories coming out of people like, you know, we sometimes joke or make, you know, we talk about it in a, it's not a good thing when it happens, but people that play the games for like 3 straight days and they find them dead. I mean, it's not a joking matter, but it's still like it's crazy that somebody would even do that. But then that's where I could see this coming in. You know, these tournaments make a lot of money, like millions of dollars. I went and watched the Smite World Championships here in Atlanta, and I mean, I think the prize package was like for the first and second place was a split of $1.7 million or something crazy like that. And you know, a lot of people make fun of gamers and they're like, that's not a sport. Bullshit, it's not. It's just as much of a sport as driving a NASCAR. Because you're sitting in they're sitting playing these games, super intense focus for hours
at a time.
Like, now some of them, you know, maybe the matches aren't as long, maybe, you know, 15 to 30 minutes. But that's still like, imagine like taking the hardest math test for like 10 days straight, basically.
Well, and you know how it is when you're in a very intense game. I know for me, you know, I end up with my shoulders, you know, up in my ears because I'm so tense. And I could see that, you know, if you had a little speed to make it where, you know, your mind was working a little bit faster, your fingers were going a little faster. So is it an unfair advantage? Yep. So
yeah. Oh no, I definitely think it's an unfair advantage for sure. So I mean, I'm not against them testing people. I mean, you want it to be a level playing field. If right. some other team is not, they're not on Adderall and the other team is, you're definitely going to have some kind of advantage. I mean, I've taken Adderall before in my mm-hmm. life, and you definitely are very alert.
Yeah.
I get very talkative. I am super, super duper talkative and probably say things that I should not say out loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But because we don't have a whole lot of a filter as it is.
No.
So you give us just a little prescription something and suddenly. Yeah.
Somebody brings up a good point, though, in the comments. You bring in a doctor's note or prescription, which means that just about every player who is currently using it is going to show up with a doctor's note at their test. Getting an Adderall prescription is apparently one of the easiest prescriptions you can get. Total falsity right there, my friend. Like, that is bullshit. They are not the easiest things to get, because I had a roommate that actually he had a prescription for them, and he had to get, and it probably differs by state. You know, mm-hmm. this was in Texas, and he literally would have to go and take like all sorts of tests every year to make sure, to like re-up his prescription.
Right, right.
Like, it was ridiculous how hard it was. Now, of course, it's an easy drug, I'm sure, to get on the street if you really wanted to get it.
Right.
But you got to also worry about, like, how pure is this and what is this going to do to me? But I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's crazy to think that pro gaming is getting into the realm of now having drug tests.
I know. It's great.
It is
a real sport. See?
It is. Yep, F you, you Colin it. Cowherd. That's why you got fired, biatch. He got fired from ESPN recently, but I think it was a downward spiral for him. First, it was bashing esports and saying that he would quit if ESPN ever made him cover esports.
Right.
And then he went and bashed like all Dominican people basically that played baseball. And I'm just like, damn, dude, you're on a roll here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got fired, but he'd already got a job with Fox Sports or something. So, but anyways, let's move on. And let's talk about this big story. If female video game characters had realistic bodies, they would look like this. Now, I don't know if your story worked on your... I couldn't find it. The story I had actually originally found mm-hmm. was on GameSpot. It's the exact same story. I guess a bunch of different people are running it. But I had to go look it up again because that link was like dead for some reason.
Oh, I'm looking at the GameSpot one right now.
Oh, well, it wouldn't work for me.
I'm sorry. I'm just cooler than you. But it's this just really ticks me off.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't want them to do this with the male characters. I mean, I love, you know, Nathan Drake. I love Joel. They're all ripped and cut. I love them way more than the players that are the side characters that have the fat belly.
Yeah.
So come on. I think it's
Saul? Is it, what is his buddy's name? The older guy? Do you remember exactly in Uncharted?
Oh, Sully.
Sully, yes.
Yeah. Sully actually, he's just older, but
yeah,
he's got a pretty good body too.
Nice.
I mean, he just wears like Hawaiian shirts, but you know, you can tell he's got a flat tummy. I think there'd be an ab or two if he took that shirt off. So,
I'm sure there, you know, the very least, there were remnants of abs.
Right.
There at one point.
Yeah. But I'm not for this. I think it's, you know, obviously that's something that we've joked for years about the unrealistic versions of these women in video games, but who cares?
But see, this is
supposed to be fun.
This is the thing though, that gets me. And you know, I mean, I'm trying not to get too political here, but what kills me is that we see articles like this come out. If female video game characters had realistic bodies, they would look like this. And it says women in the United States are on average 5'4" and weigh 166 pounds. Typical female.
Seriously?
That's
really?
Apparently what's average in this, you know, first
that's
off.
That's why Adderall is such an easy drug to get.
Exactly. It sure it should be, maybe.
Yeah,
because that's not healthy, for one. You know, that's just not healthy, but I'm not here to like I'm not here to lecture anybody. I mean, obviously losing weight is very difficult and staying in shape is very difficult, especially the older you get, just because life takes over and you're just like, fuck, I'm going to eat a pound of ice cream on the couch while I watch an entire season of Game of Thrones or something.
Exactly.
But what kills me is, okay, so basically in essence, this right here is skinny shaming.
Yes.
Like, and that's what I don't get. Like, you don't have to make fun or say that something else is wrong to make something else right. Now, maybe we do need to see more realistic body types come into games, to certain games, but that doesn't mean, like, this is, they basically went in and, you know, we see this Grand Theft Auto chick, the hot bikini blonde chick.
Yes.
And, you know, they just kind of give her a little bit of a, you know.
Okay, look at her belly button.
Yeah, her belly button and you know, they deflated
her boobs are smaller, which
they deflated her boobs.
Which is totally bass-ackwards. If your body gets bigger, typically your boobs are going to get bigger.
Typically it happens. But then they show Cortana a little bit lower, which to me, Cortana doesn't, I mean, she has a very nice body in the video games, but it's not like, I don't know, she's got hips,
I hate what they did to Laura Croft. Hate what they did to her.
I'm looking through them right now. We got Christy Montero. I don't know how to pronounce her name, from Tekken 5. I stopped playing Tekken after Tekken Ultimate Tag Tournament or whatever. Helena Douglas. Whoa, man. What's up with... Yeah, they keep messing with the boobs. Whoa, Jade Mortal Kombat, a little bit bigger. They did not do anything for that nose for Nibiru from Legend of Zelda. They kept that nose. Tifa Lockhart. Oh, wow. Laura Croft, that's interesting. I mean,
they gave her a pear shape, which is fine.
It's fine, but, I mean, I don't know. For me, I look at video games, and you know, you're right. We don't see anything about this with the men. Like, where's that at? And I wanted the GameSpot one because there was a lot of people obviously commenting about that in the comments of, like, this is bullshit. Like, I don't see their unrealistic portrayals of men characters in games that are, like, super ripped, got, like, 18-pack abs and everything. I mean, just like in Southpaw just now, I went to see. Jake Gyllenhaal is ripped. He has an 8-pack, and it is massive, like, in the sense of, like, You feel like you could drop a brick on it and it would break the brick.
Man, you really have thought about this.
I have really thought about it deeply. But, I mean, that's something to aspire to, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and to me, what's silly, like, okay, just say with Laura Croft. If you've ever played the game, she's an extremely physical character.
Yes.
And you never get to eat. I mean, they never eat.
No, they don't take breaks to eat.
They don't. No, there's no food breaks. There's no potty breaks. It's just, you know, run, 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 jump, jump, jump. Yeah. So you're going to be thin and probably, you know, pretty well in shape. They made the character somebody that she's not out there running and she's finding food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's finding a little bit of food out there. I mean, I like what they did with Laura in the sense of making her more realistic. I mean, they reduced the boobs.
Yes. In the last game, the last Tomb Raider, I liked the way she looked.
Yeah,
she looked great. Yeah, she wasn't stupid. You know, her waist wasn't impossibly small and her boobs impossibly big. But
they didn't go like the other route either. Like, they didn't make her into like some UFC, like, beast type looking female character. They made her, I mean, to me, that's what I'm not saying that's like a normal person. Obviously we all have different body types, but to me, that's something that I think if you really worked hard enough, you could aspire to. I didn't watch it, but I saw an article. This lady lost 1,000 pounds. She was like one of the biggest people on earth. I mean, if she can lose 1,000 pounds,
you're not kidding with 1,000 pounds.
I am not even kidding. I didn't even know that existed. But yeah, she literally weighed 1,000 pounds, and she lost it. I mean, she had surgeries as well,
right?
But she did lose the weight, and she looks great now. You know, she's not skinny by any means, but she looks good. And I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, stop worrying about these images of like people and wanting to look like them. And I agree that it's inspiration, and I definitely get inspiration from the men characters in games that I play and movies that I watch. I'm like, damn, like, he was, you know, when I see something like back to Jake Gyllenhaal again.
Right.
When I see him like put the work in to do something like that, to look like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're inspired and not hating.
Exactly. I don't hate on him. I mean, I'm just like, damn, dude, way to go, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on from that. Let us know your thoughts about it, about the article. What you think about, making characters a little bit more realistic. Is this what you want to see in video games? Is this the Lara Croft that you want to play with right here?
Not.
Yeah, but.
You mean play as?
Oh, yeah, play
or
as.
Play
excuse
with.
Me. Excuse me, play as. All right, so moving on, actually, talking about Rise of the Tomb Raider. Apparently, and I'm going to go ahead and start this. I don't know if I want to play this or not, this video. I know we're getting close to an hour here.
Yeah.
And I want to wrap things up. How long have we been chatting? Oh, man, we got noise going on. Mission Impossible. Well, anyways, Rise of the Tomb Raider, it is actually going to be coming to PS4. We kind of knew that was going to happen. And it's not going to be exclusive to Xbox One. Knew that was going to happen. We just didn't know the date. So according to some articles that have been coming out, I picked this one up off of Forbes. Who knew Forbes covered video games?
Video games have arrived.
They have arrived.
They arrived
as well.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be coming out basically a year after the Xbox One version.
Which kind of, I'm sorry, I'm glad that it's going to be a PS4 game. I'm happy about that, mm-hmm. obviously. But to have to wait a whole year kind of makes me mad.
It does suck. But take solace in the fact that you are going to get the best, very best version
of
Tomb Raider on PS4. Because so many times now we've been burned when we buy games the day of their release and then they're broken, or a year later they get the ultimate edition. And it's usually like $10 cheaper or something, and you get all the DLC for free with it, and you get all the crazy stuff. So I think that's the most important thing. But to me, I still hate the fact that this is an Xbox exclusive, timed exclusive.
Yes.
I have an Xbox One. I'm going to be getting Tomb Raider. First, another thing about it, they need to move their date. I mean, Fallout 4 comes out on the exact same day as Rise of the Tomb Raider. Everybody's going to be playing Fallout 4. I mean, we've never played the Fallout games.
And
which
we're
one
super
are we more excited.
Excited
about?
Right.
Fallout
right.
4.
Right.
So, I mean, and we loved the last Tomb Raider game. It was my favorite game of 2013. Like, it was
awesome.
Phenomenal.
And I have been looking for another game like it since.
Yes. And, you'll eventually get to play it. The worst thing about it is, I mean, you look at these numbers. That's why I like this Forbes article a little bit more than like the IGNs or the GameSpots, because they went in a little bit more detail. It says there are over 75 million Steam users and 23 million PS4s sold since its release. Microsoft Xbox One has just over 15 million sold. And so you're looking at 100 million to 15 million. So even if every single person that bought that bought an Xbox One, bought Rise of the Tomb Raider, that'd be 15 million people. As opposed to if 50% of the 100 million people bought it, that's 50 million copies.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously they're gonna make it a PS4 game. Obviously.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you think about that a year later, every YouTuber is gonna have already played it on Xbox One.
Oh, I know. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not either. I don't like timed exclusives like this. I think it's very annoying, but I mean, I get it when it comes to Xbox. They didn't have a game like Uncharted, so they were like, hey, we need an adventure game similar to Uncharted so we can compete against Uncharted.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not a fan of it, but whatever. Here's some more footage really quickly. And it looked really cool. I liked seeing these little bit of extra footage. It was like behind closed doors. I guess this was the E3 gameplay demo. And we never did determine whether or not she was wearing pants, but this video confirms it. Lara Croft is wearing pants.
Oh, see, yeah, you and I argued and argued about that.
Yes.
Because I'm like, she's in the snow.
Yeah.
Why is she wearing shorts?
She's even got a jacket on in this this gameplay demo.
I remember having the choices. I mean, I could actually, put her in a jacket, and I did.
Yes,
I made it appropriate
nice
for whatever, terrain she was in, whatever weather she was experiencing. But those pants, just are so flesh colored, so tan. I just wasn't sure if they were there or not.
Yeah, it's hard to even tell right now because it's snowing. I mean, it's a blizzard basically that she's getting caught in. The graphics look so damn good in this game. I cannot wait to play it, to see the upgrade from PS3 and Xbox 360 to the Xbox One and PS4. I went ahead and got the HD remake of Tomb Raider.
Did you?
On my PS4. It was like $9 one day. I just haven't. I'm going to go back and play it again, hopefully sometime soon.
PS3 version was so incredibly beautiful. It was beautiful. The graphics were incredible. Yes. I mean, I would take pictures with my phone of some of the, you know, some of the sunsets and things that she would look out on, because it was gorgeous. And I would spend a lot of my time, you know, like walking through the water and, you know, through the scenery, because it was so pretty. So I am excited that the upgrades will just be phenomenal.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fantastical. So
yep, they will be fantastical.
I don't know how to get out of this IGN. You make it difficult. Okay, that's how you get out of it. So, all right. So moving on, I think the last two stories that we're going to do is a game about killing Mario. This is interesting to me.
Yeah.
This is a game that's apparently coming out on Steam, of course, because Steam has the craziest things. This is a story on founded on Kotaku. It says, Mario is the ultimate video game hero, beloved by families the world over. Let's kill him. Kill the Plumber is as close as the game's developer could get to fucking murder the shit out of Mario without risking a lawsuit. He does look awfully similar to Mario, but he's got an X on his cap. This is the trailer for it, and it's really quick. It's like 30-something seconds. He doesn't look so much like Mario whenever you're watching the game because the hat's over him so much. But when you see any pictures of him, right, you're like, that's Mario with a kind of goofy-looking face. I don't know what to say about this game.
Do you think it will actually be released?
I don't know. I'm surprised Nintendo hasn't already put in like the kibosh on it. I mean, you go back, like I went back in the trailer. I mean, the coins look very,
yes,
very similar to Mario. You're seeing like the squid, octopus looking guys that you have to defeat.
It's so similar.
The bombs are very similar. The ghost. I mean, it's damn near Mario. I mean, that Bowser looks terrible.
Why would you want to kill Mario?
Is this supposed to be Bowser right here at the very end? I mean, that looks like garbage. So, very smart on their part. I could see this game selling more than it ever would have sold had they not made him look similar to Mario, but they're also risking the chance of being like Nintendo saying like, yeah, that's not gonna fly, buddy. So, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, I'll watch PewDiePie play on his YouTube Let's Plays if he does that, but I will not be purchasing that for myself at all. So, all right. This is the story that I want to talk about the most real quick. Resident Evil 2.
Okay.
It gets a fan remake in Unreal Engine 4. God has answered my prayers. Resident Evil 2 is like the best Resident Evil game. I'm going to play the trailer real quick for everybody to see on YouTube. It's a very long trailer. We're not going to watch all of it. And we get a nice little trailer about the golden sales opportunity at Lexus. Yeah. No thanks, guys. We don't want no cars. I can't believe how long it's been since Resident Evil first came out. I had to look it up myself because, I mean, I remember playing it. IGN gave it a 9.3 out of 10 back when it was released on January 21st, 1998. What's even crazier about that is January games are much like movie releases these days. They're like, that's when the crap gets released.
Right, right.
To think that it got released in January is kind of crazy. Like, why wouldn't it have been in Halloween or anything?
Right.
Man, for the PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Windows, Dreamcast, GameCube. that's a lot of freaking games that it was, or a lot of systems that it was released on.
God, I watched a lot of that.
You did. This one was probably my favorite out of the series. It was just so freaking good. I don't know.
No, I think I only get to watch you play this one just very little.
The first one you watched me play a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying this. Right. Yeah.
God,
you were at home.
That's true. Yes. I was still a kid then.
Yes.
Which was nice. I could play it all day and all night and had not a care in the world. So if you're a kid listening to this podcast,
we only had
right
one
now,
TV.
Yeah, exactly. I just took over the TV.
Yes. In the living room, There wasn't anything else for me to do. He didn't let me play.
No, Mom, you can't play this right now.
But actually, I mean, we were kind of a team because I would help you, you know, remember where you'd already gone and
yes.
Where things were left to, you know, come back and get later and, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So. This was, you know, this Resident Evil hadn't introduced like co-op play yet, like the later games did,
right,
which,
right.
You know, some people hated them. I happen to love, you know, Resident Evil 5 was not the, it's not the stereotypical Resident Evil game. It didn't have like the major horror elements, but adding that second player added such a cool dynamic. It was just so much fun. I probably beat Resident Evil 5 like 15 times. It was just so much fun. It was in that world of Resident Evil. Resident Evil 2, I mean, I haven't beat it since I, you know, was a kid. I haven't beat it since 1998. So now this is only going to be released for PC, and apparently I think it's going to be for free, right?
It's a non-profit.
Oh, so. Okay. So maybe just donate and you get the game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 2 introduced Leon Kennedy and Claire Redfield, who, of course, I mean, they're two of the more beloved characters in the entire series. Maybe even more so than Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine. I don't know. You could argue for both of these two characters, but the graphics look phenomenal.
It is beautiful.
I'm pretty sure they didn't mess with the tank controls or anything, so it probably still controls like a tank, and it probably would frustrate the hell out of all of us modern day players at this point. But looks gorgeous. I'm excited about it. I hope that Capcom wisens up eventually and remakes Resident Evil 2. They're doing Resident Evil 0 right now instead of 2, but the fans are clamoring 2.
I didn't know what that noise was when I was driving down the road.
Yeah,
people were saying 2. I didn't realize.
They were all saying it outside your car. Mm-hmm. They were like chanting it. Tell Capcom, Resident Evil 2.
I'm like, okay, now I got you.
Yes,
I'll pass it along.
Yes, pass it along to Capcom, everybody. All right, to close out the podcast and give you a very weird story to tell all your friends about.
Oh, my God. To tell your friends that we actually talked about it.
Yes, that you actually talked about it. We missed it already. I'm so sorry. But I guess July 21st, I'm guessing, was the date, was National Hand Job Day in Japan.
Yeah. They're so much more progressive.
They are. Hand Job Day gets its own day.
I know.
I wonder if you get it off for that day.
You do get it off.
Man, that was terrible. But not only did Japan get National Hand Job Day, but this Japanese company Tenga, which makes a lot of masturbation toys by the same name, is they made a video.
Yeah, they got their own superhero.
It's a freaking Power Ranger style video.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're playing it for you right now if you're watching on our YouTube channel.
Dude eventually really has some pretty good ninja moves.
Really?
After we, you know, get past him, you know, getting his Dr. Pepper can off.
Oh my God, see, it's so awkward.
Yeah.
Tenga. This is the best. I mean, come on. Could you ever imagine seeing this in America?
No, God, no.
Nah.
Could you imagine how pissed people would be?
Oh, God. I mean, Twitter and Facebook would just blow up.
Oh, and you know, God, the churches would all be
in an uproar.
Oh, it would be terrible. But they have a movie. It's like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes long.
Oh, is the movie the bottom part?
Yeah.
Yes, 17 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
Did you not watch that?
No, I did not watch the entire movie. But
I did it. And that's why I'm saying, I mean, the guy eventually, Tenga, has some good ninja skills. I mean, he's very Power Ranger-ish, eventually.
That is...
But yeah, I mean, it's...
Let's see if we can find a fight real quick. Oh, he's about to fight these fools. Bam! I fast-forwarded the 11-minute mark of this video. He's fighting four dudes. Oh, my gosh. They have wieners.
Yeah. The wieners are hilarious. It's so funny. And to me, I would have thought that he would have naturally ripped one of them off.
Would have been epic.
He does throw one of the guys by holding
it. Oh, here he goes. He just did it. Oh, my God.
Yep. Grabs a hold of it and throws him in the air. Yep.
Wiener throw.
Yeah.
Man.
And I thought, oh, man, his wiener's going to come off. But it didn't.
This is fantastic. Well, there you have it. I mean, come on. You can't get a better podcast than a podcast talking about National Handjob Day to end it, and seeing a guy get flipped by his junk.
His wiener, yeah. And I will say, let me just say that they have some nice wieners on here. So, I mean,
you heard it here first. Tinga guys have some good wieners, so... All right. Well, I think that closes out the podcast. Where can they find you?
I'm not saying.
You're keeping it to yourself
yep,
this
I'm
week.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Okay. Well,
yep.
if you want to send any email, and you know, if you're mad at us for showcasing that footage, it's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. It's thewalkingnaked on Twitter, Facebook, thewalkingnaked as well. We hope you have a fantastic day. Make sure you go hit that subscribe button on Ready, Click, Play, all one word, to get all our podcasts, to get all of our upcoming Let's Play video game series that we're going to be doing, my video game breakfast stuff.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We had a lot of fun chatting games, and we'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah, and do, if you get a chance, please go review us.
Yes, on iTunes and Stitcher. Yeah. Yes, we would greatly appreciate the review, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I'd have sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold. Long old